How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.
It's funny how the tables turned several years later. Isn't it funny how the tables always turn when you're about to...
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. So basically, we're getting into another deep dive of Jermaine Cole's album, The Fall Off. This time, we're diving into I Love Her Again, which I think is one of the more phenomenally written hip-hop tracks I've heard in quite some time. It reminded me of Prime J. Cole when, and I'm not going to say Prime, one of the better J. Cole tracks, especially from a storytelling aspect when he was talking about his first time. I know y'all say that may be a hot take, but I Love Her Again is literally in that same realm for me, especially the way that he's storytelling throughout the whole track. So anyways, let's get back into it. Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. So Jermaine says, and I quote, "It's funny how the tables turned several years later. These would be the same dudes that started saying stuff was cap." PG platform, by the way. "But I was still in love with her." Aw.
"You guys."
"I couldn't hide that fact. I found her on the internet, kept up with her like that. I sent her a lot of messages, and guess what? She finally wrote me back." Hold up now. We got action, ladies and gentlemen. "When I dropped the mixtape, she said she liked the way I rap. And that was all I needed." That boy thirsty, boy. That brother starving. Anyways. "Booked a flight, and it was on." Hold up now. Dang, got to it like that. "The first night I'm striking like lightning hitting in the storm. Oh my goodness."
"But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip hop. Like, what's going on?
The more noise you made, it's like the better I perform." I guess we need to know that. I don't know. "But it was more than sexual. We had a deeper bond." Okay. "Love. She's why I put my truth into a song." Okay, I respect that. "For years, we told each other everything that's going on. She said, quote, I gotta tell you, I done rocked a lot of fellas." Hold up now. Nah, bro, don't be saying nothing like that to me.
"You guys.
See,
I know that ain't who I think it is."
Well, y'all letting girls say that to you?
"I know that ain't who I think it is."
I ain't gonna lie. I don't think that's like, bro, who? But I ain't no girl saying I've rocked a lot of fellas. Like, yeah, you know what? I was ran through by a lot of guys, but you? hey, but you?
Shepherd.
All right, my fault. Let's get back into the track. "But with you, there's something special." Yeah, all right. "I think you could be the one." Ain't no way he felt for that. "Now when it comes to love, jealousy will often creep. That type of games is why two of my homies started the beef." Dang, it's always a woman, ain't it?
"You guys. See, that's the problem."
"To both of them, she said, quote, you're the best I ever had, end quote. And the whole time, that promiscuous woman," because this is a PG podcast, "was saying that type of stuff to me." Hold up now, that don't rhyme at all.
"I know that ain't who I think it is."
Anyways, that's how he ended off the verse. But ladies and gentlemen, I was thrown off. I was like, hey, brother, you ain't going to rhyme that? I guess not. Whatever. So as far as from a storyteller aspect, as you can tell, he was trying to get the story out by any means necessary, even sometimes not rhyming. You know what I'm saying? So all jokes aside, I do believe this is one of the better storytelling songs off of the album. There's a lot of other storytelling tracks that's just straight fire, like Safety. Let me see. Legacy is pretty solid. I say solid. It's just masterclass storytelling. I'm not going to lie to you. Life Sentence, straight fire. There's just so much storytelling off of this album. It's hard to pinpoint certain ones, but those are the ones that come to the top of my head, pause, as far as talking about the actual album from a masterclass storytelling level. Because I think Jermaine's biggest claim to fame with this album is being the best rapper when it comes to objectively selling a lot. And also telling stories in his music. So, with that being said, that deep dive, I believe, is for the storytelling aspect of the album. If you are looking for a hip hop album to tell immaculate storytelling and not trying to just wow you with 2 minute songs with great production, I think this album is for you, especially storytelling, lyrical aspect, rapping is at a top tier masterclass level. I still say it's overrated, you know what I'm saying? Because number three, I don't think that's it. Future, Tyler, the Creator, Kanye, y'all get the point. Basically, and he's not really talking braggadocious, talking like he's going to take somebody's head off, because that would also be a problem. The subject matter as far as him coming up in his hometown, him going back to his hometown, I think that's the perfect subject matter, especially for what happened after the battle with him apologizing. This is the perfect way to put together a double disc, and he did it effortlessly. Not gonna lie to you. So that being said, let's get into the finale of the deep dive into Jermaine's The Fall Off right now.
It seems like just yesterday when I captured my son's first steps, or when we recorded his soccer games on VHS tapes. Those moments are gone. But the old home movies and pictures don't need to be. That's why my son created Legacy Box.
That's right, Mom. Over 1 million families have used Legacy Box to digitally preserve their old home movies and photos.
Simply fill Legacy Box with your old camcorder tapes, film, and photos. They will professionally digitize and send them back on DVDs, thumb drive, or the cloud.
With Mother's Day around the corner, it's the perfect time to get your Legacy Box and save your family's history. After all, few things are as important as protecting your precious memories. Give your mom a Mother's Day present she'll never forget. Take advantage of our Mother's Day sale, which starts now. It's our best deal of the year. Save up to 60% off. Visit legacybox.com/keepsake, and for a limited time, get an incredible 60% off your order. That's legacybox.com/keepsake for 60% off. legacybox.com/keepsake.
How many plastic bags, snack wrappers, and random packaging are stashed around your house because you're not sure how to recycle them? Ridwell makes it simple to recycle more from anywhere. With Ridwell, you can recycle plastic bags, snack wrappers, pill bottles, bottle caps, and tons of other items your curbside bin doesn't take. And unlike most recycling programs, Ridwell carefully tracks where your items go and reports back on what actually gets recycled. Getting started is easy. Order a starter kit, fill the bags with hard-to-recycle items, send them back for free, and Ridwell takes care of the rest. Start today at ridwell.com.